You're listening to On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. And now, here's your host, Dr. Mary Catherine Cheely.
This is On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Mary Catherine Cheely, and joining me to discuss the recent article on the connection between skin and cardiovascular diseases are Dr. Joel Gelfand and Dr. Michael Garshick. Dr. Gelfand is a dermatologist at the University of Pennsylvania and the director of Psoriasis and Phototherapy Treatment Center and the Center for Clinical Sciences and Dermatology. And Dr. Garshick is a cardiologist and the director of the cardiorheumatology program at NYU Langone Health, as well as an assistant professor of medicine and dermatology at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. Fellas, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us here today.
Great to be here, Mary. Thanks for having us.
So let's start at the beginning. Dr. Gelfand, tell me, why did you decide to explore the connection between skin and cardiovascular diseases?
Well, you know, this has been a really important topic in my career and has been something that really fits the tradition of dermatology, which is trying to understand how things in the skin relate to the overall health of a patient. And when I started my career, we were just starting to better understand the immune-based nature of psoriatic disease, as well as atherosclerotic disease. And so that was a major motivating factor for the work that I embarked on, which is because if you looked at the cartoons that described the pathophysiology of atherosclerosis and cardiovascular events, and then also the cartoons of the pathophysiology of psoriasis, they look quite similar. They have shared cellular pathways and cytokine pathways, things like antigen-presenting cells, T cells, macrophages, Th1 cytokines are all things that are involved in both conditions.
And I want to explore that a little bit more. So Dr. Gelfand, what did you find about the relationship between dermatologic and cardiovascular conditions?
Well, you know, our focus has been mainly on psoriasis, where the disease pathophysiology is well understood, and we're able to study the condition pretty well in large medical record databases, because it's a fairly discrete condition, and we have studies to validate the diagnosis of psoriasis. We know what we're actually looking at. And so clearly, psoriasis patients have higher rates of cardiometabolic disease. They develop diabetes at higher rates than they should. They develop cardiovascular events and premature mortality at higher rates, often independent of traditional risk factors, and in a way that is related to severity of skin disease. This work has expanded to other inflammatory skin conditions, things like hidradenitis, for example. There's emerging data there. Those patients have increased cardiovascular risk. That's a very severely inflammatory condition. There's also evolving data in conditions like atopic dermatitis that it also may be associated with increased cardiovascular disease as well. So there's a number of types of inflammatory diseases in the skin that likely have impacts on the overall cardiovascular health for a patient. Now, beyond that, the skin is a very dynamic organ and is often a sign of systemic complications. So we've known for years that you could pick up signs of things like endocarditis, for example, based on embolic findings that occur in the skin, particularly the digits. There are cholesterol issues that could show up in the skin and what's called xanthomas. So there are a variety of connections between the skin and heart disease that we've been aware of for quite some time.
Turning to you now, Dr. Garshick, how does understanding dermatologic signs improve the early diagnosis or risk stratification for cardiovascular conditions?
All right. So I think a lot of this is what Dr. Gelfand already touched on, was that a lot of these dermatologic conditions, the inflammation is really not just related or relegated to the system that we first identified it in. And so these conditions, we jokingly say, more than skin deep and can affect the vasculature. And then on top of that, many of these autoimmune skin conditions and rheumatologic conditions as well tend to have a higher risk of the traditional cardiometabolic risk factors like hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, et cetera. And so as a cardiologist, it's really important for me to understand what the dermatologic condition is, which coexisting comorbidities frequently correlate with this dermatologic condition, and that allows me to then screen for them in a more targeted manner. So for example, if these dermatologic conditions are associated with weak hearts or cardiomyopathies, or in the case of psoriasis, if they're associated with obesity, high cholesterol, hypertension, and also enhanced cardiovascular risk. And so I'm more likely to not just test for these other conditions, but also more aggressively treat them.
Yeah, I should just mention, you know, Mike and I co-authored an article in JAMA Cardiology about psoriasis. You know, is there a risk factor or risk marker, you know, risk factor sort of implies a causal relationship, risk marker, more predictive relationship. For clinicians listening, it's sort of a distinction that's not that critical when it comes down to it. I think that one of the challenges of identifying people at cardiovascular risk is that people can't see or feel their risk factors. Their cholesterol can be elevated, their blood pressure can be elevated, they could have insulin resistance. They don't really know it. Whereas when people have inflammatory skin disease, it's often, you know, a sign of additional issues that are going on in the patient's underlying health status. And in that particular paper that Mike and I were looking at and writing about, you know, there's evidence that people have genetic risk factors for developing atherosclerosis develop psoriasis at a higher rate than they do other inflammatory skin problems. And so what that tells you is that the direction may be go in both directions. It may be that for a patient who presents with psoriasis in their, say, mid-40s or 50s or something like that, that what you're really seeing is atherosclerosis now promoting inflammation of other organs, in this case, the skin with psoriasis. And so it's an opportunity to then say, okay, well, we need to look a little deeper with this patient, check the blood pressure, check the cholesterol, check their glucose, and make sure there's not other issues that are at play.
For those just joining us, this is On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Mary Catherine Cheely, and I'm speaking with Dr. Joel Gelfand and Dr. Michael Garshick about the relationship between skin and cardiovascular symptoms. Dr. Garshick, I want to stick with you for a little bit. Can you elaborate on how cardiovascular medications may exacerbate dermatologic conditions, or how dermatological therapies might alter the risk of cardiovascular or cardiometabolic diseases?
Sure. So I think Joel and I in our previous question already touched on part of this, which is how dermatologic conditions alter the risk of cardiovascular and cardiometabolic diseases. In terms of other than such as dermatological therapies, well, there are some medications which can exacerbate some of the cardiometabolic things that we'd frequently encounter. There are some medications such as retinoic acid, which can change the cholesterol profiles. JAK inhibitors as well can increase the cholesterol profile slightly. I would say something that comes up that cardiologists aren't always aware of is some of our antihypertensive medications, specifically hydrochlorothiazide or some of the thiazide diuretics, can cause increased photosensitivity. So cardiologists aren't aware of this, but dermatologists are acutely aware of this. And so they oftentimes recommend more aggressive sunscreen prevention measures, because I'm sure in general, they recommend sunscreen. So now they want to be more aggressive. So those are some of the things that I think about frequently when I think about medications and the skin-heart connection.
From my perspective, I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff we're taught in medical school about beta blockers exacerbating psoriasis. And what I usually tell my colleagues in internal medicine, the cardiologists, you do what you need to do to lower that person's risk of cardiovascular events and mortality, and we will address the psoriatic disease if there are issues. For the most part, those reports are anecdotal. We don't really have causal data that beta blockers and other therapies we routinely use for cardiovascular prevention cause adverse effects for people with psoriasis. The other thing that we keep in mind, the point about hydrochlorothiazide, there, for people with fair skin, there's a variety of data that may increase their risk of skin cancers. And so usually what that means for me clinically is my patients who already have a history of skin cancer or have had more than one skin cancer, you know, ideally we'd like them be on antihypertensives that aren't hydrochlorothiazide, hoping that would then lower their risk of skin cancer over time. But again, we can usually treat through in most of these circumstances.
So as we close today, I'm going to lightning round both of you one time. So, Dr. Gelfand, we'll start with you. What areas in cardiodermatology are most in need of further investigation or clinical trials?
Well, fundamentally, we need to figure out if treating psoriasis lowers the risk of cardiovascular events and mortality over time. We need to figure that out. And then we need to do more work on our other common inflammatory diseases like hidradenitis, atopic dermatitis, because it's likely that there's a lot of undiscovered cardiovascular risk in those patients as well.
Dr. Garshick, your turn.
I think that there's a lot of exciting translational work to do on the platelet phenotype, weight, lipid control in the psoriasis patient population. But still, I think that from the practical standpoint, it's just still the really, really easy stuff that we're still not doing as well, which is identifying and treating traditional risk factors. It's so basic and such low-hanging fruit, but it's still actually highly needed and probably where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. For example, we have a paper under review where we looked at hidradenitis suppurativa, and we copied some of Joel's work and other people's works on just looking at the rates of prevention medications in these patients, and it was like 8%. Or an optimal medical therapy, despite having diabetes and dyslipidemia. So there's just a lot of easy work to do. Implementation work, that is. It's hard implementation work, but somewhat easy conceptually.
So Dr. Garshick, your question, and then Dr. Gelfand, I'll get you to answer it as well. How do you envision this knowledge that you guys, that we just spent time talking through, impacting the diagnosis and treatment of dermatologic and cardiovascular diseases?
Hopefully it's further enhanced recognition of this problem amongst dermatologists. I will say my wife frequently lectures or gives journal club to the dermatology residents at Cornell. And whenever they bring up a psoriasis in cardiovascular disease manuscript, there's this collective groan of, oh, another one. Yes, we know that this exists. But despite that, perhaps amongst the more senior dermatologists out there, it's not known. But then also, despite them knowing, these patients still aren't being referred in the labs checked. So hopefully this conversation today can stimulate that, which is getting prevention labs checked and referring them to either the primary care doctor, preventive docs when needed.
Dr. Gelfand?
I agree wholeheartedly. The message I hope everyone gets is that it's easy. Okay. It's very easy to explain to the patient that psoriasis is related to cardiovascular disease. Patients actually expect us as dermatologists to educate them about this. They welcome this information from their dermatologist. And then it's simple to add on the labs and check up blood pressure on patients because we're often getting labs anyway. And if they're abnormal, you've done a big favor for that patient. If they're not abnormal, you've also done a favor because the patient now is alerted to what lifestyle changes they may want to consider to live longer, healthier lives.
This has been such an amazing conversation. I feel like I could just sit and chat with you guys for another 2 hours, but we do have to let people go. Dr. Gelfand and Dr. Garshik, thank you so much for spending your time with us and explaining this and making it seem so easy that it can be done in a regular clinic appointment. Thanks for chatting with us about cardiodermatology and its potential impacts on clinical practice. It was wonderful having you on the program, fellas.
You've been listening to On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.